out of the way of this thing. It's dangerous. It's absolutely dangerous. I don't care what the media wants to tell you. These globalists have a plan to inoculate everybody. You've never seen a push like this. Wake up right now. That needle and that syringe are going to be at your door. Get your family up here. Get your kids up here. Take this shot. Take it right now or else. Listen to the experts. Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. David Martin, Dr. Brian Artis. These people aren't making this stuff up. They're not getting paid to come over here and be on this show for, what, clicks and likes and followers? They are legitimately warning people to get out of the way. And all you have to do is look to the data. Look at all of these hospitalized, double-jabbed, fully vaccinated people. It is dangerous. People that are otherwise completely healthy are being diagnosed with serious diagnoses, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré, tremors, magnetism. For crying out loud, this stuff is dangerous. Fact check me all you want. I mean, these fact checkers, well, graphene oxide, he hasn't proven this or that. Okay. All right. Well, what about the actual numbers? What about the actual number of people? You cannot ignore thousands of self-recorded videos of people in this country who are experiencing serious fallout as a result of these inoculations being falsely referred to as vaccines. They are not vaccines. I have never felt such a sense of urgency as I'm feeling right now. Get out of the way of this thing and do not let your kids anywhere near it. So over the weekend, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy totally escaped fact checkers when he made an extremely scary announcement about unvaccinated people in his state. Watch.
It is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We think in the hospital, it is 99.99% likely that the folks who are in the hospital are unvaccinated. So we are still out there. Going door to door using our bully pulpit.
99.99%. Wow. Now, I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for Reuters, Newsweek, PolitiFact, or USA Today to jump down his throat and investigate any of this because we know that's just not going to happen. Despite the fact that this idiot was spewing these outrageous numbers while his big head was directly next to a graph that absolutely contradicts his fear-mongering claims. Dr. Jane Ruby is here with us now. Is this accurate? Are 99.99% of people being hospitalized those that have not been inoculated?
Stu, this is an outrageous statement by this governor who is just once again pushing the narrative to try to scare people and set the tone, I believe, to justify emergency powers and another lockdown. Look, he said, quote, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's a medical statement or an attempt at a medical statement with no proof, no evidence. He also said he and I'm quoting from what you just showed everyone. He thinks it's 99.99% likely that the people suffering in the hospital right now are unvaccinated. Really, based on what? I'd like to publicly call out Governor Phil Murphy to provide the American people as well as the people in his own state with the actual evidence and numbers that buttress or substantiate that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Where is he getting it from? Is he getting it from his State Department of Health? What numbers are these? Are they reported numbers? Are they numbers from intensive care units? Are they numbers from New Jersey hospitals that are across his state? This is just absolutely outrageous. And this is the kind of thing that is dangerous because it is if we don't push back on him and if the people of New Jersey don't push back on this governor and demand evidence, they're going to find themselves fighting door to door attempts at, you know, vaccine education and things like that.
He said he's going to use his bully pulpit. They're going to go knocking on doors. They're going to go door to door. The vaccine, the needle, these syringes are going to be showing up on your doorstep. They're going to be calling for your kids to come up out of the basement where they're playing video games or in the yard where they're playing catch. Bring them over here, roll up their sleeves. We want to see them. We want to see them now. And I think that's when Americans are going to have to start realizing this is absolutely happening in this country.
Listen, 2 weeks ago, we heard Governor Ron DeSantis make a statement that was pretty sweeping about the majority of people he thought in the hospital were unvaccinated. And we got on this right away. We corrected it. We have lots of people from hospitals all over Florida that corrected the record. And sources on the ground here in Florida are now telling me that Governor DeSantis was given bad information. And he's actually softened his message in the last few days to refocus it back on what he was originally, and that is protecting the most vulnerable in our state, which is the elderly. But Stu, I want to move on to the other breaking news that I have today regarding the first numbers that are coming out in terms of the jab for 12 to 17 year olds. Everyone will remember here that just recently Pfizer requested an expansion of the emergency use authorization for 12 to 17 year olds. And I want to share some numbers that just came out in the CDC's own publication. It's called Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Anyone can go to the site and see it. It's put out by the CDC. These are numbers, and it's on their title here, COVID-19 Vaccine Safety in Adolescents 12 to 17 from December 14th until July 16th of 2021, which is just a couple of weeks ago. Listen to these numbers. Now, by the way, this is a combination of numbers that they are publishing on the CDC website that they have culled from VAERS, which everyone should be very familiar with now, as well as the VSAFE program, which is a smart program that is given to people ahead of time before they take the jab. And they can keep a running tabulation, if you will, through their smartphones of their side effects. So what the numbers reveal is that in the 12 to 17 year old category, in VAERS, there are registered. Now, there could be more, could be a little less. But what they're reporting is that in VAERS, there are 10,000 12 to 17 year olds. In the VSAFE program on the smartphone, there are 66,500 12 to 17 year olds that have been jabbed. The primary side effects that were reported in terms of the largest percentage were dizziness and headache. But Stu, listen to this. The serious side effects, and in pharmaceutical drug development, we define a serious side effect or a serious adverse event as something that either requires someone to go to the emergency room, something that could be life-threatening, and something that really impairs your ability to function. There were 863 serious adverse events, including deaths, and I'm going to give you the death numbers. Remember, I'm talking about 12 to 17-year-olds, and this is what the CDC is releasing. My guess, it's much higher than that. There were 4 deaths between in those 12 to 15 year olds, and there were another 10 deaths for 16 to 17 year olds. Stu, 57% of them had chest pain. Another 41% had heart attack symptoms with heart damage as measured by an enzyme called troponin, and 40% of them had myocarditis. And let me give you these numbers that should shock everyone. 2 of them had lung clot, pulmonary emboli, lung clots. Another 2 of them had brain bleeds, and another 2 had heart failure. The remaining deaths have not been established or verified by the CDC. This is incredibly frightening. I want to share some other numbers with everyone because this is just stuff we're pulling out of the CDC. Now, they have put out, people say it's leaked. I'm not sure how internal it is, but they put out something, it's like a slide deck. And one of the slides says there's an increasing percentage of vaccinated persons among those hospitalized. They're admitting, while they're pushing a narrative out in public to scare people into thinking that the majority of people in the hospitals, like Murphy's propaganda, are the unvaccinated, their own documents are verifying that it is increasing numbers of the, you know, injected or vaccinated people. And on this particular slide, it reflects increases in vaccine coverage, higher coverage in older adults. And you can see the blue line rising, showing that the majority of people, almost, you know, Governor Murphy's number, probably 99.99% are the vaccinated for sure. Now, let me just share one other thing. This communication from the CDC is entitled Improving Communications Around Vaccine Breakthrough and Vaccine Effectiveness. Let me just warn everybody that breakthrough is the new fancy term. We've had cases, we've had variants for instead of mutations. Now the word of the day is vaccine breakthrough, which I want people to understand, Stu, is antibody-dependent enhancement, or the overpriming of people who got the jab. Their immune systems are hypervigilant. They're going to be hyperreactive. And the CDC is trying to get ahead of this by talking about vaccine breakthrough, how it may reduce public confidence in vaccines. Yes, I'm most assured think that it will reduce vaccine confidence. They're trying to get ahead of this ADE problem because I think we're going to see exploding numbers of people who are very sick, who when they're exposed to additional coronaviruses, which are always in the environment, hundreds of thousands of them normally, when these vaccinated or injected people are exposed to cold viruses, regular flu viruses in the environment, they're going to overreact. They're going to get sick. They're going to have symptoms. The CDC, the liars, the propagandists like Murphy are going to try to convince you that this is because of a variant, which I've told you, if you've been in the environment and your body knows how to recognize and protect you from coronavirus, from SARS-CoV-2, you're not going to react to any quote unquote variant or progeny, any sort of child of the original virus. But they're trying to get ahead of this so that they can lay a foundation to scare people, to justify declaring states of emergency. I did see something come over the wire this morning that now they're claiming that 60% of the states in the United States are actually reporting exploding numbers. Remember, we have a PCR test that the CDC, the government itself, has advised labs across the country that not only doesn't work anymore, but it doesn't differentiate between any kind of SARS virus or other types of seasonal flu. And they want them to go ahead and pick from a list of FDA previously approved testing. Stu, we're gonna have the PCR debacle and fiasco on steroids, because what's gonna happen is if you look at this list on the FDA website, you're going to see that all of the suggested tests that these labs can now choose from are completely experimental. They're authorized right now under an emergency use authorization. What does this mean? They've never been validated. In other words, to validate, to prove that they are finding the right kind of virus, that they can diagnose a viral illness. We are headed, Stu, for the rest of this year.
So we have a group of shots being referred to as vaccines that are approved for emergency use authorization only. They're not FDA approved. They're talking about forcefully inoculating people or mandating this. Corporations are firing people. Major healthcare systems across the country with 40, 50, 70,000 employees who are, by the way, flooding my Proton Mail inbox. I'm sure yours as well, begging for help. Please find a way to stop this. And now we're going to have a PCR test or an experimental test, if you will, in opposition or to replace this failed PCR test, which, by the way, has been recalled, but yet they're allowing the use of through the end of the year, which to me seems very weird. If you have a failing brake system on your vehicle and they recall it, they're not going to tell you, well, just drive it until the end of the year and bring it in 2022. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And they're going to mandate this testing now as well with these experimental emergency use only unauthorized, unapproved tests. Why yes. is there such a huge... Okay, so two questions. And this is... I'm theorizing here. Is it possible that this Delta variant is actually ADE or actually people getting sick from these injections?
Well, Sue, I believe so. From a medical standpoint and watching everything evolve as it has, I do believe that the Delta variant that they've nicknamed is coming from this overreaction of people who have gotten these injections. And I also predict, Stu, that it's going to get a lot worse. The other thing I want to add for today is that we're getting a lot of bits and pieces of evidence. We're still putting it together, suggesting that the reason maybe they're allowing these PCR test kit swabs to go forward till the end of the year is because they actually are infiltrated with ethylene oxide, which is a carcinogen. The CDC in 2015 actually put out a flyer warning people about the carcinogenicity of the ethylene oxide. And yet you can find these swabs in these test kits right now that are loaded with this cancer-causing agent.
Well, isn't it just possible that they're recalling them because they have discovered that they're loaded with a carcinogen?
But they're not recalling them until the New Year's Eve. until the end of this year. Why would they allow something toxic to be utilized, actually to be force utilized until the end of the year? And also some evidence is coming in that these swabs might be infiltrated with some kind of, you know, viral material as sort of a control group. Stu, it's really sick. My bottom line message to the audience is do not get tested. They're not going to give you any treatment anyway. We're highly suspicious of these swabs and the tests. My recommendation is, you know, take care of yourself, stay healthy. If you do get any viruses, these flus, this is basically not in the 95 to 99%, maybe 100% statistically chance of recovery.
Dr.
Stop
June
the
Ruby,
madness.
Great information. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
I've acquired a very limited supply of the just-released 24-karat gold Trump 2020 banknote collection series. And you can get yours now for only $129.95 with free shipping and tracking in the United States. Wow! These amazing five-piece collector sets contain the brand new, just-released 24-karat gold Trump 2020 banknote series with a separate 24-karat certificate of authenticity, proving that these awesome collector's items are indeed worth their weight in gold. The detail in these one-of-a-kind collector's banknotes are by far the highest I've seen yet. Now here's the best part about this amazing offer, Patriots. If you act now and secure your order today, I will include the rest of the series of banknotes at no additional charge. That makes this the most complete, authentic 24-karat gold Trump banknote collections available anywhere today. That's right. You'll get the entire five-piece collection plus one each of the $100 denomination, the $1,000 denomination, and the $1 million denomination 24-karat gold authentic banknotes along with your order. This collection, when sold separately, are $199 value. Yours today for only $129.95 with free shipping in the United States. You can get them right now on my website at jamesredpillsamerica.com/24K. Don't wait, Patriots. I have a very limited supply of these banknote collections for only $129.95 while supplies last. Show your support for President Trump and support James Red Pills America while securing your wealth today. Visit jamesredpillsamerica.com/24K today. That's jamesredpillsamerica.com/24K. 24K.